possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
What a day in the midst of a huge week. It is, of course, birthday week for the founder with rights in perpetuity to the podcast Bone on Ice. That would be Marty Biron.
Bone on Ice.
This is going to be a stupid drop from here on out whenever we have like Paul Hamilton references, you coaching references. Like this is just going to be a default for me for a while.
Endorsement references.
Endorsement potential. I think that's where we have to get our heads at here.
Yes, absolutely.
But this is all part of a mixed bag of just amazing stuff this week, culminating in a very special day for you tomorrow. As promised, you would rock an amazing look today, and you have. So apologies to our WGR crowd. But you still have the opportunity to punch up MSG and get a look at Marty Biron,
or just casually look on X later at Sabres Live. I'm sure we'll have a nice screen grab of that. But yes, I did promise because the team of the day is the Montreal Canadiens, and growing up in that Belle Province, in and around Quebec City. Mm-hmm. I was a Nordiques fan. I hated the Canadiens, so I decided to just go full out with my Nordiques hat, my shirt, and we're all good.
So that's something that you and I shared as kids, was our disdain for les habitants. What else did we have as common interests, and like now that we've worked together for so long, things that you have realized, like, we're more similar than different here?
Well, baseball is something that I think as a kid, I have always loved baseball, and you have a love of the baseball and the numbers and the stories and all of that.
The numbers, for sure. 100%.
Numbers, yes. Yeah. So I think, what did I do this morning? First thing I thought when I put my shirt on, my hat on, I'm like, I really want to pile on the Canadians and tell them how much they are bad and they suck and they're
good
terrible.
Luck.
So I'm like, what about the Battle of Quebec? Like, how many times did they play? And who knows, maybe I'll get lucky and I'll be like, hey, the Nordiques have a 72-59-12 record against the Canadians. Nope, that's not the case. The Canadians all time, 79-53-12. And in the playoffs, 17-14.
Oh, don't even go there, because it's going to take us back to Ron Hextall, right?
Well, yeah, that was the last time, right? Mm-hmm. No, that wasn't the last time. That was 93, Ron Hextall. And then, you know, the Nordiques go up 2-0 in the first round, winning both games in Quebec. Mm-hmm. Scott Young wraparound, they go to Montreal. They lose two, and then they lose four in a row. They lose in six. But the last, that was the last time they did play. And then, you know, the last playoffs that the Nordiques played was against the Rangers in 1995. Yes. Mm-hmm. And that was when Joe Sakic thought he had scored a goal shorthanded, but Andy Van Elleman decided to go to the penalty box and call upstairs the video judge and say, hey, Was there a slashing penalty on Adam Foote on Kovalev behind the play, like 200 feet back? And they're like, yeah, he got him in the back. And Velleman goes, no goal, penalty. So they went down 5-on-3.
How did that happen?
Well, he never reffed another game in the league.
I know, but there wasn't even that kind of video review. There still isn't that kind of video review.
Yeah, that was the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
Oh my gosh.
You know, like you were like a lot of things have come up of late here, you know, on my feed for whatever reason. Doug Gilmore, Wayne Gretzky, been like coming. I'm like, okay, that would have been one if you're Carey Fraser. Mm-hmm. You may have wanted to get, you know, confirmation of something, but they didn't have video replays in those days, for penalties especially, and they had it for goals, but I don't know. Andy Van Elleman decided to do his own thing, and then he went right into front office and is no longer working in the league.
Wow, what a transition. I remember it, I just, you know, without some of the specifics, but there unfortunately there were a few of those types of high profile missed yes. calls. But guess what? We're 30 plus years later, and we have the tools, and we still end up with things. So
it's never going to be perfect. And I'm a fan of the video replays and trying to get it to be as close to perfect as it can. Mm-hmm. But there's always going to be some different interpretation of rules and wording of the rules. So we debate that. Mm-hmm. But that happened then, obviously, here in Buffalo. You know, we go back to the no goal and many other things that have happened in the history. Every organization, every franchises have their moment of, oh, we got kind of taken advantage in that situation. Mm-hmm. But you know what? You just got to get over it.
Well, the irony is that most people who were not fans of Montreal felt that the Canadiens never, ever were on the wrong side of a missed call or a bad call, because the ghosts of the forum would always ensure that Montreal ended up on the right side of it. Well, we'll get into the Habs later as our team of the day, but things have changed significantly over the course of time and their last cup win in 1993. Mm-hmm. But they are showing some pretty significant progress under head coach Marty San Luis. So more on that later in the show. One thing that set you off here in recent memory, summertime, summer of lists, friends at NHL Network, was the forward rankings. But now we're on to the blue line. And again, our friends push out yesterday, top 20 defensemen in the NHL, of which Rasmus Dahlin, as you would imagine, finds himself seventh right now, trailing only Kale McCarr, Quinn Hughes, Zach Werenski, Miro Heiskanen, Victor Hedman, and Josh Morrissey. I'll allow you, at your leisure, to throw in the names behind Dahlin if it matters. But what do you think of his place on this list?
I think it's very appropriate. It's not an easy list. When you look at defensemen and trying to put a list, there's so many different layers to the position: team success versus individual success, scoring versus defensive side. Like, there's so much that you have to take in consideration. So when I first saw the list, you know, I said seventh. He was 11th 2 years ago. He moved up to seventh after last season. He had a good season, you know, point-wise and production-wise. And, you know, we did talk about who is the best pair on the Buffalo Sabres last year. Well, it's whatever pair Rasmus Dahlin was playing on. Mm-hmm. If it was Dahlin and Power, they were good. If it was Dahlin and Byram, they were good. If there was Dahlin and Samuelson, the numbers were good. It was Dahlin and whatever. So there's an impact there. I think it's very hard to move the top four, right? And really the top five. So you have McCarr, Hughes, Werenski, Heiskanen, and Hedman. I think that's your top five. That was my top five. That pretty much stays there. You can interchange. Like, I have Hedman as the number third defenseman. I think Victor Hedman, despite being older and, you know, I'm not as flashy as Kale McCarr and Quinn Hughes, I have him number three. I think Victor Hedman is still, to me, one of the best all-around defensemen. There's physicality. There's good defensive play. There's offense. So I have him number three with Werenski and Heiskanen right there. Then at number six, I think is where you can start having a conversation about Rasmus Dahlin. And the NHL Network folks decided to go with Josh Morrissey as number six. I'm okay with Josh Morrissey. I think there's a ton of production. And if he wasn't playing in Winnipeg, everybody would be talking about Josh Morrissey because he's that good.
I don't think he could get any higher on the list, though.
No, that's right. Like, the top five is the top five, and Josh Morrissey is probably there. But I didn't put Josh Morrissey number six on my list. And I thought of putting Dahlin there, and then I decided to go Evan Bouchard. And I know I think I would probably get criticized a ton for thinking that Evan Bouchard is the sixth best defenseman. But when I look around and I say, okay, who can get to 90 points? Who can get to 100 points as a defenseman next year? Mm-hmm. I think Evan Bouchard is one of those guys. I think Kel McCarr is that. I think Quinn Hughes is that. And I think Evan Bouchard is that. So that's why I decided to put Bouchard at six, Dahlin at seven, which stays the same. And then I dropped Josh Morrissey to number 10.
Mm-hmm. I actually, it's funny you brought up Bouchard because I probably shouldn't think this way, but I was surprised to see him in the top 10. Now, obviously, there's recency bias with two straight trips to the final and now a salary that puts him in this rightful company and matches his production for sure.
2 years ago, he had 82 points in 81 games. That's a point-a-game guy. He had a point-a-game in the playoffs last year. Mm-hmm. He had 24 and 23, I think. That's what it was. So
yeah, we just said yesterday, like, I couldn't talk about the Oilers and their chances without attaching Bouchard to McDavid and Draisaitl. Yes. Like, it's obvious what Leon and Connor do, but to me in the playoffs, if like Bouchard isn't in lockstep with them, which he has been production-wise, I don't think they're getting where they've got to the last...
He wasn't good in the first few games, and they almost went down 3-1, and then he got better, and they beat LA, and he got going, and... Yeah. That was a big problem because they didn't have Matthias Ekholm. Bouchard was a little lost, but then he found himself without Ekholm, and I gave him a ton of credit for that.
This list is going to reappear later in the show because we will get into Montreal as team of the day, and it's actually, if you had thought about it from a couple of years ago and his massive season, the fact that now Noah Dobson is on Montreal, but he's not on that list, but the guy he's likely to play with is on the list. Like, we're
I got Noah Dobson in my list. I put him at 20th because I think he maybe last year was
it was a down year for him.
It was a little down year, but
it was.
He's still.
I don't think he would have been traded otherwise, Marty. I really don't.
You're 100%. If he had the same season he had 2 years ago, there's no way he's available on the market. And maybe the Islanders are seeing something that, as the outsider, I didn't see so much. I think Noah Dobson is still the top 20, so I got him 20th. You mentioned Lane Hudson. That is so interesting to see where the NHL Network have put Lane Hudson and where I have him on my list.
So let's hit that later. Montreal is team of the day. But let's focus on Dahlin, who's 25. He's going into his eighth season in the NHL. Just in the last four seasons alone, he is sixth in points and third in goals among defensemen. And like fourth place is not close. Like, he is so locked in the top three in goals. And that's with Makar light years ahead of everybody. And then Roman Josi, who is dealing with, you know, health issues at the end of last season, questions going into this season with advancing age. And it's very possible, like, we're looking at in a few years, you're going to look at a broader sample size and see Makar and Dahlin as the top two goal scoring defensemen for quite a period of time. So is that what helps validate you having Dahlin as high as you do on the list? Or are there other things that are more important to emphasize at this point in time, where Dahlin, who made the NHL's all-rookie team when he completed his first season, but is the only one on this list of 20 that has not played in a playoff game yet?
Well, that's tough, right? Because individual skills and success, you would think that being that quality and that impactful of a player mm-hmm. would lead to some team success, which you are seeing. All other 19 defensemen on the on this list have had some team success at some point, at least making playoffs. But I do think consistency was one of those things. You look at Dahlin, you mentioned 6th in points and 3rd in goals. And then I look at the last 4 years, like the Sabres power play last year wasn't good. Mm-hmm. And they did have a season where it started well. Was it 3 years ago at the, you know, the first half of the year was lights out. But over the last 4 years, the Sabres power play is 24th in the National Hockey League. Imagine if the power play was 15th or 12th. Mm-hmm. Like the amount more points that Dahlin, the amount more goals that Dahlin would be getting. What? I think that's a big part. And people are going to say, well, yeah, but Dahlin's your number one quarterback. Maybe he should make the power play better. But I look around and I say, you need help on the power play, especially as a defenseman. You need to get the puck to the net and get guys to score on rebounds, to mm-hmm. get guys to score on deflection, to make a pass, and then there's a play back door. I feel like of all the positions, the defenseman on the power play needs more help to get points, and the one-timer guy on the power play needs help to get points and goals. Like mm-hmm. Tage Thompson and Rasmus Dahlin need help on the power play for the power play to be better. So that, to me, is a significant number, the fact that the Sabres power play over the last 4 years is 24th. But 5-on-5, his quality of offense, his physicality, I think he's got – I know the Sabres have had some tough years, and whenever Dahlin gets – he makes the mistakes, it's being shown a million times, right? But the – 99% of the time, Dahlin will be making the right play and something else happens on the play. He's not the reason why they are bad defensively. Mm-hmm. They'd be a lot worse without him. So that, right. to me, is also another factor here in considering him that high, because without him, the team would be going nowhere.
Right, and the whole point of being a superstar, and we just mentioned with Evan Bouchard, like... You're telling me Bouchard wasn't the focal point of highlights when things went wrong for the Oilers? Of course he was. But 100%. The points, the redemption backed it up, earned the salary. And that's Dahlin, to your point, just needs more help, more consistent help in all areas of the game. But yeah, the power play would be a huge boost. But okay, so it's going to inflate his numbers even more than what we've seen in the last 4 years. But it's as he clearly stated last year and was reported a lot, how focused he is on team success here and needing to see change mm-hmm. to improve. And I just wonder, like, just from that standpoint alone, because we're sitting here in August, and aside from a few social media posts about personal life, not like anybody's had the chance to really sit down here in Buffalo and say, okay, captain, where are we at? How do you think this looks this season? What do you think of the addition on the blue line? What do you think that means to your likely full-time partner or the improvement of Owen Power as another season goes on for him? Like, where do you think the captain's head might be at? Because I can guarantee you this, he probably doesn't give a lick about being 7th on NHL Network's list.
No, exactly. And he doesn't give a lick about saying, hey, I was plus 11 last year in a team that gave up like 45 more goals, right? And look at my point totals over the last 4 years. I'm top 6 in the NHL, and look at my goals. He doesn't care about that. Does he want to play his best? 100%. Will Dahlin playing at his best produce points and goals? 100%, it will. But now it's about how does that translate into team success and playoffs and playoff games and showing what he can do in that tough environment, that is intense environment of playoffs. Mm-hmm. Like I know we're going to get Olympics this year. We're going to get to see Rasmus Dahlin with Team Sweden. And we mm-hmm. saw him at the Four Nations. And we've been seeing Dahlin being able to be at the world stage, the highest of level of stages. And when you hear people talk about Dahlin, he goes to the NHL All-Star Game. He's one of the first one picked on those teams because his peers recognize how dominant this player is, how skilled, how good of a skater. Like, there's so much there. And that weighs in a lot for me. Like, if you ask the NHL players who are the best defensemen, not NHL Network, not you and me or whatever, I think Cale Makar is number one. I think you got Quinn Hughes up there. I think Victor Hedman would probably be there. I think Dahlin would be one that would probably be cracking the top five when you ask around, because they know when they play the Sabres, it's 26th circle, and that's the most important guy on their team.
So did you answer where you think his head is at after this? It's like where the team is at and what you would expect maybe Dahlin to say, feel, have to offer when camp begins basically a month from now?
I think what Dahlin would say is that he'd go 10 goals and 25 assists for 35 points next year if that meant the team would be in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Like, that's really what – but do I think that can work? Like, can you get Dahlin to only have 35 points in a year and the team making the playoffs? I don't think so.
No.
Unless he played only 25 games and you're like, in those 25 games, he was all world. So I think that the personal production has to be – at an all-time high for the team to be able to have success. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, he's not going to say anything that's going to be a selfishly taken out of context saying, I want to get 100 points this year. And people are going to say he's only focusing on the personal side. You know what? The team's only going to get better if Dahlin has 100 points this year. The team's only going to get better if Dahlin has 90 points this year. That's what it should be all about. But he's going to say, it's about winning. It's about, you know, getting in the playoffs. It's about defending better. That's what Dahlin is going to say. But I, you know, like your empty net stats is the more empty nets you get, the better you are as a team, because that means you're winning games. If Dahlin gets to 90 plus points this year, I think the Sabres are right there in a wild card spot in the playoffs.
Empty netters are for winners. That's the T-shirt that was almost made years ago and is still in fabrication or something to that effect. Okay, the Telestrator, your Telestrator, has not been hot for months now. In fact, it was quite cool at the end of the season, if memory serves correct. But put on or put in hand your hypothetical telestration pen right now and take us like reasonably quickly here, because we got to get to Montreal team of the day.
Yes.
The one thing that you would telestrate to the great for Rasmus Dahlin that always takes you out of your seat and always makes you hit the intermission going, I can't wait to tell people what I just saw. Mm-hmm. And conversely, for the sake of balance, if there's something that you still think you will see from Dahlin in the form of improvement. I mean, this is 8 years, and you know his ranking in NHL Network kind of reflects where he's been in Norris Trophy voting the last few years. So we all know where he ranks, but every player wants to do more. So take us into that a little bit with Dahlin.
So what is a wow factor for Rasmus Dahlin every time he does and every time he attacks that way, gets me out of my seat, is when Dahlin attacks the blue line and cuts to the middle with his back end, right? Like, he's coming down the right wing, and that's why, like, Byram, Dahlin, Byram, who plays the right, who plays the left, I don't care, because both of them can do it. But when Dahlin gets up the right side of the ice, and then he cuts with his back end to the middle and opens the ice up, and then he can attack the middle. We've seen defensemen peel off and allow him to come down the slot untouched, right? And you're like, how did they let him? But he froze everybody by cutting in, and then they're like, he's going to pass, and then he walks right in. That gets me out of my seat every time. Mm-hmm. So Dahlin down the right wing, cutting to the middle at the blue line and opening up the options is incredible. One thing that I think Rasmus Dahlin has to get better at, and I don't think it's a weakness of him, because I think Dahlin has incredible hockey sense, hockey IQ, but maybe that hockey sense, hockey IQ is much geared towards the offense, is seeing a step ahead where he needs to go in the defensive zone. Mm-hmm. Like seeing that. Like, he's strong, right? And in front of the net, he can push somebody away. But sometimes it's seeing that I can get to that guy 5 feet sooner to box him out or to get to the puck faster, mm-hmm. as opposed to wait until the last second and then rely on my physical strength and abilities to do it. Because everybody in the National Hockey League is strong. Everybody can stand on their feet. But if you do it early enough, you're going to win that battle and you're going to win more than lose. And I think that's where I would like to see Dolls get so much better, is get there before the threat gets to you, and you'll be out of many situations that unfortunately gets replayed many times on highlights.
Can any of that type of improvement come with a, let's just say it this way, a more consistent night in, night out partner?
100%.
Yeah.
I mean, okay. When you don't have to say, where is my partner at? Do I have to hold back the front of the net? Can I go? Can I cheat a little bit? And it's not just your partner, it's the team defensively, how you're playing, and your goalie making a save. Because if all of a sudden you're worried that I can't leave the front of the net because maybe that shot that should be a save is going to get in, so you stay there. You're holding a little bit more on the defensive side, but a more consistent partner, more saves, and then all of a sudden you're like, hey, I can take a chance. Nathan McKinnon's come in around the corner. He doesn't have mm-hmm. the puck. Instead of waiting in front of the net for something bad to happen, I'm going to go and get tough with Nathan McKinnon, knowing that my partner and my goalie are going to have my back on that.
Perfect world, career years ahead. More likely Sabre defenseman to emerge in the next 2 years on the top 20 list, Bo Byram or Owen Power?
I know what the right answer.
There's no wrong answers.
I think it's Bo Byram.
Dude, why do you think I asked the question?
So I was surprised. Like, Devon Toews makes it to the list at number 17.
Yep.
And we've been talking a lot when we had Byram on the show about, hey, you saw what Devon Toews has been doing for Kale McCarr. Can you be that guy for Rasmus Dahlin? Look at what Philip Hronek has done for Quinn Hughes. I was surprised that Philip Hronek didn't make it to the top 20. Maybe because last year Quinn Hughes was injured
Correct.
For the part of the year and Hronek did not have his partner with him. Mm-hmm. But that's why I say Bo Byram, because if Dahlin and Byram are going to be this duo that is going to be playing 25 minutes a night and dominating 5-on-5, I think we could see Bo Byram. Bo Byram at 65 points next year. Dahlin at 85, Byram at 65. They probably both appear on that list.
And keep in mind, like, you know how old Byram is, right?
He's 24?
24. So he's younger than Dahlin. Yeah. And, like, very early this season, Power is going to be 23. And both are top picks here. We can't, just because Owen was taken at the top, like Dahlin, you can't just dismiss somebody who was a top five pick and was
How many number one overall pick do you have on that list?
Correct. And Miro Heiskanen certainly wasn't one of them. And
yeah.
But yes, was top. But this is my point, is think back to when this offseason began. Byram was a huge talking point. Mm-hmm. The biggest, arguably, talking point for this team. Was he going to stay or go through no control of his own? Was he going to be traded for other assets to help? Or was he going to get his next contract? I think there is enormous, and it may not be top 20, but even if he's in the conversation, that is a huge win for Byram and the Sabres, if we're talking like this a year from now.
Yeah, I mean, you got, like, Roman Josi at 38 points, the same amount of points as Bo Byram did, but Josi mm-hmm. only played 53 games. But I'm just saying, like, you have guys in and around where Bo Byram was last year, mm-hmm. in the production side of things,
correct,
that are considered on that list. We just talked Noah Dobson. Noah Dobson was the same thing. 39 points in 71 games. Byram mm-hmm. at 38 and 82. Those guys are in and around there. Dougie Hamilton, for years, Dougie Hamilton was considered on that list. Yeah. He had 40 points.
Mm-hmm.
So if Bo Byram gets to 55 or 60 and he plays with Dahlin as the top pair and those two take the Sabres into the playoffs, he has to be considered. I'm not saying
my friend,
he's making it, but in 2 years, 3 years down the road, like, he's in there.
He doesn't even, in my opinion, have to have another significant leap in point production. He doesn't have to get to 55 points. If he ends up around 40 again, but is clearly the fixture with Dahlin, as Dahlin, as captain, takes this team, you're going to be talking about Bo Byram and his intangibles and his ability to bring the best, help get even more out of Dahlin. I think that's going to be an amazing storyline to see unfold. Now, I feel like we say this every day. Like I like rounding off sometimes. So we're still basically a month away from everything happening, which includes Hockey Fest. And it's almost to the calendar day because we're talking about September 13th when that happens downtown at KeyBank Center. There is Hockey Fest as part of Fan Fest, and that's the opportunity for an all-ages street hockey tournament. So we really want to push the Hockey Fest part of Fan Fest right now and get as many kids out on RJ Way playing in what will undoubtedly be like just incredible heat. You and I have experienced this. Yes. It gets pretty perfectly hot on the blacktop of RJ Way. And we just want to see it filled with kids. Sabres.com/hockeyfest to sign up your team today. Montreal, team of the day, next on Sabres Live.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Take me back to Ohio. Those are my words. for you right now. It was a great start to the week. We never even had a chance to talk about it yesterday. We were so jam-packed with hockey stuff. But, you know, I missed the Goo Goo Dolls here in Buffalo over the weekend.
Yeah.
But it's fine, because I was like, that's okay. We're doing other stuff that's super fun. And then I just happened to find myself trudging back from Columbus.
Michigan, Kelly in Ohio. Yeah.
And I was like, oh, the Goos are playing just south of Cleveland. I should go check it out. I got lucky on a last-minute incredible StubHub ticket and was like, I'm bringing this up because I'm trying to relate to our audience, of which many, based on the fact KeyBank Center was sold out on Saturday, had to have been at this Goos and Dashboard show. But you know me, like, I love going to new venues, and I love the nickname of this place. So the Blossom Music Center is built for the Cleveland Symphony. It's called Ohio's Loudest Backyard. Since 1968. Now, that's kind of funny coming from a backyard MGK party the night before.
Yep.
But.
Well, you bring a sign. I missed you guys in Buffalo. I drove all the way here for, you know, to catch you. Like, you got to make a sign so that they can see you and spot you.
This is a rare unearthed video footage from my terribly outdated phone, which doesn't show particularly well, but appreciate producer Jeff and company for throwing it out there. That was, of course, the stunning end of the show, which is always Iris. But there is the unexpected connection. Do you know who released his own version of Iris just a couple of months ago?
I did see that. I'm blanking now, but I did hear about it.
MGK. So yes. On back-to-back nights, I'm in the Iris environment. And it's fascinating. So anyway, I just love how music overlaps. But more importantly...
Do you bring signs to shows? Like, you wouldn't have brought a sign to a show, right?
No, just like I didn't search Google when I was in grade school.
Yeah, I know. But I'll tell you this, like, you're with kids. So sometimes you, like, you know, go to concerts, you make signs at home, you bring them, that's fun or whatever. Oh. I did go to a Shania Twain concert with a big kid, Eric Bolton, one year. And we didn't need a sign because everything Bolts was yelling, Shania was hearing. Shania, this is my favorite song. I love you. It's my favorite song. And she's looking over, smiling. And then she sings a song, ends the song, starts a new song. Shania, this is my favorite song. I love you. And she looks over like, who is this guy? Like, just
well, so what same was the as Shania, a sign. What was the Shania connection to Dustin Wolf this summer? What? It wasn't a sign. It was... Because remember, she said, like, she loves him. She thinks he's really cute.
So she had a concert in Calgary, and he was there, and he had a T-shirt that says "That don't impress me much" or something like to that effect. And then he got to meet her after whatever, and they did a thing. So
it's so funny you're asking about signs, because obviously I haven't even contemplated the idea, but I can tell you the last time that I had a sign at a sporting event. And it was in Calgary, and I was in college, and it was Sabre related because my best buddy Brian in college, his parents had season tickets to the Flames, and every year they would make sure that I got to go to the Sabres game when they would roll through town. And of course, it's Hockey Night in Canada back then, CBC. So I had the proverbial CBC sign with "Can't beat Clint."
Oh. Did Clint play that night? Was he one of those where you got a sign, but
I don't even know.
It's Jacques Cloutier, so you got to change and can't beat Cloutier. You got to write it in quickly.
Oh my gosh, it was wild. There, we need to do a separate podcast just
when
for
we
that
go to Montreal, and I know Montreal's the team of the day, but like we've been to that building, the Bell Center. It's a great building, but you see a ton of signs. Like, people always have signs, and they support their teams.
Yeah,
I just I remember playing. And looking around to see what fans and what the signs they brought in, just because it was a different atmosphere in Montreal, that's for sure.
Okay, so Montreal is team of the day, and under Marty St. Louis, in his first partial season, that club finished with 55 points. In his full-time seasons, they've gone up to 68, to 76, to 91, and now ... Like, what's next for this team that returned to the playoffs for the first time in 4 years, that last year alone had career years from Suzuki, Caulfield, obviously Hudson as a rookie, Slefkovský in total points, which may surprise some, and their goaltender, Sam Montembeault. Yes. That's a nice chunk of a team having career years at still very young ages.
So in true form, in my Quebec attire, Quebec Nordiques attire, I'm going to say I don't see the Montreal Canadiens being able to say we're going to jump to 98 points this year. Maybe they're a 90-point team. Maybe they're between 88 and 92. But because of what you mentioned and some of the depth that they lost, right? They lost Joel Armia. They lost Christian Dvorak. They still did not find a second-line center. They're going to roll with Kirby Dach as a second-line center behind Nick Suzuki. I had that as a top priority for the Canadiens to take a step forward. They're not going to do it. David Savard is retired. You've lost Emil Heinemann, who I thought Heinemann had a good depth piece on that team. So I feel like they lost some. Their depth wasn't good. They were a one-line team. Caulfield, Suzuki, Slefkovský, and then you had Patrick Laine produce on the power play for a while, and they
Brendan
lost.
Brendan Gallagher was a 20-goal guy for the first time in 5 years.
Somehow, Gallagher and Josh Anderson,
right?
Like they
I don't
were
think
they're
a one-line
guys,
team.
And they were better. Like they, the Canadians had a top line and three third or fourth lines, right? That's what it was. So I just don't see them being able to match that same production, but. We talked about Minnesota Wild yesterday being a team that made the playoffs with a minus goal differential. The other team that made the playoffs with a minus goal differential was the Canadiens. 17th in goals, 22nd in goals against, 21st on the power play. It's like, you know, there's just, there wasn't any wow, but they kept the games tight. Mm-hmm. They only had, you know, they only had 18 empty net goals offered this year that they scored.
That's a good number. 18 is high.
No, 18 is actually, I'm going to go back, but I'll tell you what that is. I
no,
had
a good
list
number.
In front of me.
I study it all the time.
Did I lose it? I must have skipped off of it. But they only gave up 18. Which
oh, gave
was,
up 18.
Yeah, they only gave oh. up 18, but they also only scored 18. Like they okay. just, they were in games all the time. Mm-hmm. It was never when where, you know, they were so far ahead and whatever. The year before that, they had lost 26 one-goal game, 11 mm-hmm. in regulation and 16 in the playoffs. Last year, they only lost 15. So mm-hmm. if you think about it, 11 points they were able to gather at the very minimum from not losing these one-goal games. It was a big difference in the way that they played last year.
Well, for the sake of clarity, they actually only scored last year 15 empty net goals, which put them directly in the middle of the pack, 16th in the NHL. 18, to my point, would have been in the top 12. So, but.
Okay, so I don't know. Like, we must be getting that from a different place.
Well, I get it from the NHL site. So that's.
I'm on NHL.com as well. And I'm like, anyway, maybe they're. This would be even for par for the course with the NHL. One site would give you one data, and the NHL like media website would give you a different data. Well, I do have Colorado with 40 goals, empty net goals last year.
Not empty net. No, that's not right. They had 27. Right. Tampa led the league with 28.
So this is goalie pulls. So that may include delayed penalties and everything. So.
Oh, interesting. I don't think I know that. But hey. To each their own, as we found out yesterday with Daily Faceoff and Puckpedia. Okay.
Yes.
You have convenient
exercise again because I did it this morning and it was all over the place once again.
You have conveniently left out the Habs' enormous acquisition in Noah Dobson.
Yes.
Why are you, aside from being a Nordiques fan, why are you so down on this team that just added Noah Dobson to go along with Lane Hudson, and which helps offset what you perceive to be a lack of scoring punch beyond their top line. When you have two defensemen capable of what these two are, like, life looks pretty good.
I do love their defense. I do love Gouley. I do love Noah Dobson and Mike Madison and Lane Hudson. Will Carrier, they acquired last year. He made a big difference.
No. Alex Carrier.
Will Carrier is the other one. Alexandre Carrier, defenseman from Nashville, got traded over. He made a big difference you know, there's so many names we could cross over today with the Canadians and all of it. But I do like their blue line. Their blue line's fantastic. Oh. Now, one thing that we mentioned, Samuel Montembeau having a career year.
Mm-hmm. 31
really
wins.
Started when Jakob Dobesch joined the Canadians. Right before the Christmas break, he joined the Canadians on the road. They sent Caden Primo down to Laval. And all of a sudden, Sam Montembeau, with a better supporting cast of a backup goaltender, got better. But this is also a tale of two teams. Before the Four Nations face-off and after the Four Nations face-offs. Mm-hmm. They were one game under 500. At the Four Nations face-off, they were 13th in the Eastern Conference. And after the Four Nations face-off, they were 15-6-6 and slid themselves to 91 points and being the last team to get in. So there was a big difference before and after.
Yes, but no thanks to Dobesch, who won his first five NHL games, allowing just 8 goals, then proceeded to lose 8 of the next 9 and got torched in a lot of them, but finished the season strong at 1-0-1, but is not, or am I wrong, guaranteed to be the backup this year based on the fact they added Kaapo Kähkönen.
Well, Kaapo Kähkönen had a really good season, obviously. In the AHL, right? All the way to the Calder Cup and finals and all of that. But I think it's Jakob Dobesch's job to start. But again, if you're looking at Puckpedia, it's Kaapo Kähkönen. If you're looking at Daily Faceoff, it's Jakob Dobesch. There's a little bit of discrepancy on that one.
We got to get to break. Spontaneous Kaapo Kähkönen trivia. How many organizations for him the last 4 years?
6.
You might be right if you include Minnesota. I might have missed on that. I was thinking of looking beyond his time with Minnesota, but it's been Minnesota to San Jose to New Jersey to Colorado to Winnipeg and technically Florida.
Florida, yeah.
Even though he never played for them at the end of the season and just finished, as you say, going to the Calder Cup Finals.
Quickly, instant trivia, you mentioned Noah Dobson. He signed the second largest contract of the offseason. $76 million for 8 years to sign and trade to Montreal. Who signed the largest contract of the offseason?
Mitch Marner.
I had to think about it.
Was it Marner?
It is Mitch Marner. $96 million. That's $20 million more. There's a big difference between Marner and the second biggest contract this offseason.
I'd have to trade in my daily simulcast media membership card if I didn't get that answer right, I think. We're back after this on Sabres Live.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself.
Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Show began with Rasmus Dahlin's ranking inside of the top 10 nicely on NHL Network's assessment of current NHL defensemen. Happy birthday to a couple of former Sabre defensemen in Josh Georges. He is 41 today. And Nolan Pratt, who patrolled Buffalo's blue line for one season, 07-08, hit the big 5-0. Did you know that Nolan... I mean, this is like 10 years now coming up as an Avs assistant, and he actually started with Jared Bednar a few years before that. So he's been a fixture on that staff. And tying it in with George's, Josh is actually starting his career as an assistant coach in Kelowna in the Western Hockey League this year.
He's teaching them how to block shots as he did many, many years. Probably still doing it. Look, yes. There's guys like Josh Georges, I think of James Patrick and Jay McKee and Mike Ramsey, that would wear the full gear in practice to show the guys how to slide and how to block shots. Mike Ramsey would have a shot blocking practice as a defenseman coach of the Sabres, so it was unbelievable. But I think Josh Georges would do the same thing. Still a young guy, 41. Mm-hmm. He could probably still get going around the ice for sure.
His style of play limited his career, no question about that. Yes. How far would you travel for a free burger? Milwaukee residents are excited because the Brewers racked up a 12th straight win last night, guaranteeing free burgers to everyone, thanks to the incredible feat. And this has been a thing in Milwaukee forever. It's like there's this promotion has been out there. It's amazing, isn't it?
You know what? Maybe there's a show we could catch in Milwaukee and go and get a free burger.
You won't be surprised to hear this. I'm going there for a show next month. I think the burgers will no longer be free. See you tomorrow.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.